something about Jesus. Amen. Never traveled up Thank God was 800 miles on this earth, but he's known in every corner of this world. Amen. Amen. It's just he amazes me. Amen. If they try to stomp him out in one part of the country, he rises up in another. Amen. You can't do away with him tonight. Amen. Even when they tried to kill him, they couldn't even do that. Amen. He rose again. Amen. I tried to stone him one time. He just kind of disappeared out of the midst of him. Amen. They come over there to get him one time, and they just all fell backwards. Yeah. Amen. 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 Yeah. Come on. Amen. You may not want nothing to do with him. Amen. But I'm glad he loves you. He even loved them that hung him on the cross. He forgave them when he was there and looked down on moss and said, Father, forgive them. We know not what they do. Amen. That's all kind of stuff just rambling through. There's something about that name. Amen. I believe he's able to take care of us tonight. He's able to go with us tonight. Amen. He's went with me all today. I stopped by the church now. I was going to share this with you. I was out. I had to go check on a job over in Rome today, and I started going by, coming home, and I swung by and went by the church, you know, and I said, I just pulled in there, and I said, I just want to go talk to him a little while. I know I was praying going down the road, praying before I left the house. Amen. I just come in the house of God. Nobody there. Amen. Just me and the Lord. Amen. Just like when I was coming to revival praying for you. I don't know who I was going to be here tonight, but I was praying no matter who they are, I pray. Amen. They get what they're looking for this evening. I believe some of them's done come and got a touch tonight. Amen. If you ain't got it already, it's already here. Amen. I can tell you over and over, Jesus can help you. He wants to help you. He died, and he might be able to help you. Amen. He said, I come to give you life, and life more abundantly. Amen. That's why he came, to save me and you, that we might live. Got down in the altar there. Boy, begin to pray. Boy, it's just like the Lord filled up a little old place over there. Yeah, amen. Just me and the Lord. And I didn't even feel worthy for him. I had to thank him for hearing me. Amen. It ain't every time I pray, you see, I feel like, amen, I prayed. And the preacher started off tonight. Amen. How long's it been since you prayed? As a matter of fact, I preached a little bit about it last night about praying. Amen. I'm going to say this. Amen. It'll do us all good. It's the whole church. It just filled it in the altar. And the rest of the night, all we did was pray. Amen. I guarantee it won't hurt you at all. Amen. Here tonight. You pray for us. Cold drink of water to a thirsty soul like good news. Amen. Hebrews 11th chapter. Amen. Very familiar scripture. I told you all week I ain't got nothing new. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, it takes the same faith as it did the day you got saved to get through him in prayer tonight. Amen. It takes that same faith to move that mountain. So I'm going to ask you tonight, if you got a little something in your life, just a little old thing, it's the little foxes that creep in. Amen. And devoured the hedge out there. Amen. And devoured the vineyard. Amen. It's the little foxes. You can't let little things go and lay around in your life. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. He said, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Amen. So that things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. Amen. That's all we feel like reading. And you may say, preacher, amen, I've heard this chapter about the heroes of faith. Amen. Ever since. Amen. I've been in Sunday school. Amen. I'm going to just tell you. little bit about them. One more time here this evening. Amen. I thought about this, Brother Jeb. Amen. We all come to places, amen, in our life where in our faith it grows just a little weak. Amen. And Sister Vicky got up there singing that song, amen, about faith. And when I got up from the church in a day, that scripture it was on my heart. And I just said, well, I'm just going to mind the Lord. Amen. And I don't know about y'all. Amen. But it ain't always that I'm up on the mountaintop. Amen. It ain't always. Amen. And I'm on shouting around. Amen. Sometimes, amen, I get a little weak. Amen. In my faith. Amen. But when I see that in my life, you know what I do, brother? Jeff, amen, amen. I know who to call on, amen. And now the Bible teaches me, amen. There, amen, was a fellow one time, amen, had a son, amen. And the Bible said he had a spirit, amen, about him at all times, amen. It foamed at his mouth all times. And the devil cast him in the water. Amen. All time. Amen. It cast him in the fire. Amen. But, amen, he heard about Jesus. Amen. And when he come up where the disciples was, amen, the Bible said, amen, he brought that little old lamb. Amen. Amen. Over there to him. Amen. And then the Bible said, amen, and when disciples got there, they began to pray over him. Amen. If they did, nothing happen. Amen. I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah. That's
the Lord.
That's right. God bless you, Lord. Yeah. That's the Lord.
I'm going to tell you tonight, amen, Jesus saw what was going on, and he said, what's happening here? And they said, well, I brought my boy down here to you disciples, and they prayed over him. Amen. They didn't do nothing. They didn't nothing happen. There's word. What's wrong? We've done this before. Amen. I believe a lot of times, amen, that's what's wrong. We look at what we've done before and thought it was us. It ain't me. It ain't you. It's him tonight. Amen. And the Bible said, amen, when he came to, he said, he asked the daddy a question. He said, how long, amen, has this been on him? Amen. He said, ever since he is a little child. Amen. I just won't stop there. I got a 12-year-old boy back there. Amen. If this thing's going on in his life, amen, I got an 18-year-old daughter. Amen. Amen. I'd be trying to find some help. Amen, too. Amen. He said, it's been on him since he was a child. Amen. Amen. And he asked him a question, Brother Greg. He said, do you believe? Amen. It's a simple question tonight. Amen. Do you believe? Amen. You might think that's an easy answer. Amen. There's a lot of times we go down to the altar. Amen. And we'll have just a little bit. Amen. A doubt. Amen. Have you ever come this way and got down in the altar and prayed? And before you got out and headed back, you already thought, there ain't nothing gonna happen. Amen. Let me just give you a little truth tonight. And when you pray with doubt and wavering in your heart, amen, they ain't nothing, amen, gonna happen. Amen. Amen. You gotta believe. Amen. With all your heart. And I believe that daddy searched his heart. And I believe he looked at him tonight, Brother Allen. Amen. And he said, yeah, I believe you. He said, but I need some help. He said, would you help thou in my unbelief? Amen. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, amen, I got a God that can help where you don't believe. Amen. I got a God that'll show you. He'll help your faith tonight. Amen. Just say, well, Lord, I believe. But if there's any little thing that's hindered me from getting salvation, would you just help me to get it out of the way? If there's anything hindering me to seeing my prayers answered, will you just help me get it out of the way? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith, the substance, the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I believe he can save anybody's soul in this world tonight. Amen. I believe he can revive every heart in this building. The ones that's listening to us across the land, I believe he can revive their hearts. He can restore their homes. He can restore their faith. Amen. But you're going to have to wet down, and when you pray and really believe him with all your heart. You ever see them folks? Amen. They'll come down all burdened. And my heart prayed with a lot of them. They'll fall in this old altar and just all frail. Amen. Begging God. And then all of a sudden they go to shout and glorifying and praising God. Amen. Because at that moment they knew that God believed their prayer. Amen. You ain't got to ask me when I know I get through. You ain't got to ask me when I know when I get down on my knees and God's heard me. Amen. He lets me know. Amen. See, he knows my name. He sees my heart like the song says. Amen. He knows everything about me. And when I come clean with him and I say, God, I've done carried as far as I can. I don't want to carry it no more. Amen. I'm going to give it to you. That's when he'll take it tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. 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 Help. Unbelief. Amen. So he cast that old dumb spirit out of him. Cleaned him up. The Bible said he fell down like he was dead. Amen. The crowd was there and said, well, he looks like he died. Amen. Amen. Yeah. But you know what happened? The Bible said Jesus reached down there with his hand. Amen. And took it by it and raised him up. And glory to God. Amen. That's when that man, that young boy, began to live because his daddy got him to the one that could help him tonight. Yeah. You know what? You can come right up to the church house tonight. The devil said, I don't mind you going to the church house. Amen. You can get ready and drive right up into the yard, walk right in here. He don't mind you coming right on in. Hey, you sit down right there on your pew and listen to the good songs of Zion. Amen. Listen to them folks testify. Amen. Listen to the preacher try to pour his heart out to you. Amen. But if that is far as you go, amen, you ain't went far enough. Amen. Amen. Go a little bit further. Amen. If you want Jesus to raise you up tonight, amen, you got to ask for his help tonight. Amen. So I'm going to ask you this evening. Amen. Have you been coming every night and you ain't asking for nothing? Amen. Have you been going out the same shape that you come in? Every night. Amen. You come in the same shape with God, you leave out the same shape with God. You need to move up. Amen. The disciples asked him this question. This is something we don't do much no more. He said, why couldn't we, amen, do this? Amen. And he said, these things only come through prayer and fasting. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you right now. Amen. 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 When they was running out of bread and running out of meat, amen, in the grocery stores a few months ago, I guarantee you, you probably didn't miss a meal. Amen. Amen. You probably never thought about it. Amen. Amen. I need to pray and I need to skip a meal or two. Amen. And I might see God work and move in my heart and life. Amen. You see, it ain't that Jesus don't want to help me and you. He just wants to see if you mean, amen, we want his help tonight.
Right, amen.
He wants you. He wants to help you tonight. Folks, his desires has changed in the past few years. Amen. The Bible said, blessed is he that hunger and thirst after righteousness' sake, for they shall be filled. You know what happens when you fill something up? Amen. Ain't no more room for nothing else to go in. Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight. Amen. If we get to a place where we wanted more spirit in our life, more him in our heart, amen, and less of this world, that we'll see a change all around us. But I believe them disciples probably started praying a little more. I believe they might have said, well, the Lord ain't eating right now. I ain't going to eat with him. You remember when he was over there, he said, they brought him back something to eat. He said, I have food to eat. Amen, that you know not of. Amen. That woman at the well got what she needed, didn't she? Amen. She left the water pot over there. Amen. Went back and told them folks, y'all need to come and see a man. It told me all things that ever I did. And the Bible said that some of them believed on her testimony, and others went down to the well to see for themselves. Amen. They just don't believe their testimony. They just come and see what he can do for you tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Brother Billy. I wish I was at full strength tonight, but God's given me enough. Amen. There's a man one time, his servant was nigh to death. Thank you, Lord. He was nigh to death, Al. He sent for the Lord over there. He said, I got somebody over here. I think he meant a lot to him. He said, I want you to just speak the word, and I know he's going to be all right. He's got the power tonight. Amen. Amen. He sent word down there to him. He said, I'm a man of authority. And he recognized Jesus as a man of authority. He knows the power that was in his words. Amen. And the Bible said, amen. He said, I ain't even worthy that you could come under the roof of my house. Amen. He said, I'm a grace leader. I'm a centurion. Amen. I got people, amen, that's under my authority. And I tell them to go here, and they go. I tell them to come, and they come. They said, all I need you to do is just speak the word. And glory to God, I know that he'll be all right.
Yeah.
Now, what do y'all think happened? I know y'all read the Bible and knows what happened already. But I'm going to tell some of y'all that may not know. Amen. Bible said they turned around and they went back. And that self same hour that they asked him, said that servant was healed.
God bless him, Lord.
And you know what Jesus said about that little centurion soldier? He said, I ain't saw so great a faith in all of Israel. He had never had that experience in Israel, is what he's saying. He said, I've been walking here 33 and a half years. Amen. I ain't never saw this kind of faith. Amen. Amen. You know what? I don't know how many years you've been walking here. Amen. But if you believe God, like he believed when he asked Jesus to do something in his life. Amen. You know what Jesus is saying? I ain't never seen such greater faith in all. Welcome to Old Church tonight. And all he wants us to do when it comes right down to it is believe. Is believe tonight. Now I'm telling you, God knows what you stood in need of. Like I've told you every day before you ever got this way. God sent a message every night. He sent a drawing spirit every evening. Amen. He didn't have to. But he wanted to. That he might be able to help you before you leave.
That's right. God bless you.
I've enjoyed you, so it wouldn't matter to me. I done got down and prayed with two or three of them here tonight. I'm fine. Amen. But I'd like to pray with the rest of you before I have to go.
That's right.
Amen. I'd rather pray than try to preach any day. Amen. You ever come to church, Brother Bill, and you feel like you couldn't pray? Feel like you had just a little something between you and God? You just didn't know what it was? Amen, Brother Jeff, you ever been that way? Amen, come in there, just didn't know. Couldn't put your finger on it.
God bless him, Lord. Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you what happens a lot of times. We just have a thought in our mind that shouldn't be there about another person. It don't take much to separate you. Just sin. The Bible said to know to do good and doeth it not. To him it is sin tonight. It ain't always the bad things that we do, but sometimes it's the things we ought to be doing and we just let it just pass and don't even do nothing about it.
God bless
you. There's a man one time. I just stuff coming. I'm just going go away, the Lord shows me. There's a man one time who went and got the Lord, named Jairus. His daughter was about to die. She's sick, nine to death. Amen. Amen. Went over and got him. Amen. Found him. He said, yeah, I'll go with you. Amen. He wouldn't like the centurion. He said, I want you to come with me. That's my baby girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's my baby girl.
That's right.
I want you to go back to my home with me. So, yeah. Got about there to the house. He done some things on the way. Hey, there's a bunch in there. Amen. But when he's about to get back home, amen, some of his servants come out and met him. Said, don't trouble the master no more. It's too late. It's been too long. Amen, boy. How'd you like to be in that daddy? Amen. You heard them words. You've done everything you could do. You went and got the man that you heard he could heal any sickness, do anything that he touches. Amen. Cleanse anybody. Amen. Raise the dead. Make the blind to see. Lame to walk. Cleanse a leper. Amen. You've heard about this man. His noise abroad. And he about got to the house.
Yeah.
And they come out and said, don't trouble him. And then all of a sudden, Jesus heard what they had to say too.
Yeah.
Now this is the difference tonight. This is the difference. He looked at him, I guess he, be not afraid. only believe. Amen. You see, perfect love, it casts out fear.
That's right.
Fear ain't. The devil uses fear to hinder your faith. You listen to me. I ain't never seen so much fear in my life than what I've seen in people here lately. The Bible says to fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Now, if you got fear in your life, get rid of it.
God bless you.
Because if you got fear, your faith ain't where it need to be.
That's right. God bless you, God.
I ain't never seen so many folks in the church just shivering. Afraid of this, afraid of that. I'm going to tell you this right here. I could have got killed on the ride down here.
That's right.
I had a friend of mine down in South Georgia buried her today. Amen. Got diagnosed 2 weeks ago with cancer. Amen. Says she might have 6 months. Lasted 2 weeks. Amen. I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you this for sure. Amen. It's appointed unto man that wants to die. And after this, the judgment, you better just make your peace calling and your election sure tonight. He said, come on. She ain't dead. She's just asleep. Now, don't you listen to this. I love this. I love it tonight. Praise the Lord. I got a God that's able to do all things. Amen. Is there anything too hard for him? The Bible said all things are possible with God. You listen to me tonight. The Bible said he come into the room. And there's folks in there, and she told him, says, oh, she ain't dead, she's asleep. They started laughing at him. You know what Jesus did? He run them out. Hey, Peter, Jane, hey, jump, y'all come on in here with me. You know, when I got something going on in my life, you know who I call to pray for me? Them that believe that Jesus can do it. I'm just being honest tonight. Amen. I don't call that member down at my church. You just see them, amen, when everything's just right and it's convenient for them to go. Amen. I call them that believe that God is who he is and he's able, amen, to do what he says he's able to do. Hey, come on in here, Mom and Daddy. Well, you fixing to see something. You fixing to see something. Damsel, arise. Y'all know what happened? Do you know what happened? You remember when you was dead and he rose you up, put life in you? He said, get her something to eat. She's hungry. Amen. 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 Get her something to eat, thank God. I'm going to tell you today, amen, that the Bible said that man, amen, who come down and fell in the wilderness, all the folks that eat it, they are dead. Amen. But he told them, unless you eat my bread, amen, 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 you got to eat it, you ain't never going to die tonight. You ain't never going to die.
Amen.
So either you quit eating his bread. Either you quit believing he's able.
God bless you.
You quit praying because you know your faith ain't where it needs to be.
Right.
I've told you about two or three of them. Lord showed me to tell you about tonight. But he wants you to believe in him. I can raised my kids up, and I told them I ain't going to leave them a lot of fortune. But if I teach my boy how to pray, and when you don't know how you're going to make your bills at the end of the month and things get tight, just trust in the Lord.
Amen.
When the groceries get thin in the cupboard, just trust in the Lord. Right when I think I ain't going to be able to make it, the phone will ring and I'll get a job that's going to help me out for about 2 months. Sometimes I got more work than I can get done. I can't have to turn it down. Amen. Then a year later, it seemed like, well, what happened to all them calls? Amen. I had to give other people the job. Amen. God showed me this. If there's somebody else needed to eat. Amen. He said, don't worry about it. Amen. I ain't done proved to you. I'm going to take care of you. He's done proved to me and you. He's going to take care of us. So why can't we just trust him? Put not your confidence in man, but put your trust in the Lord tonight. So we get a verse of the song. That's the message. I love you. I love you. I love you. But thank God. Now, why they coming to get a song ready? I'm going to. There's another one just flipped by. Amen. You remember over in the Old Testament? Amen. There's a woman. Amen. There's a woman. See, there's a man of God coming by. Told her husband, I want to build him a room on the side of the house over there. Amen. He made him a bed, put him a table and a candlestick and all in there. Amen. The Bible said, after he come by a few years, amen, said, I ask her if we can do anything for her. Maybe we stay to the king. All them over at authority. And she said, nah, I'm just a little old person. I just dwell amongst my own folks.
Amen. Let me talk to the Lord a little help. You know what, Lord?
Hey.
God wants to help you.
Yes, he does.
So she got to the man about to fill in his feet. Go back. What did he do? He went back.
Yes, he did.
Got there to his room, where the lamb was at, and went there and stretched out on him. The Bible said his body waxed warm. And then he said, he'll get up, and he started walking to and fro, praying. All we've been talking about tonight? He needs a little help back then. It didn't happen the first time. A lot of times, us preachers, today I got through when I was praying over at the church houses. Wasn't in there to put on no show, wasn't in there to hear nobody else, to hear anybody sitting there to talk to you. As a matter of fact, and I felt like I could shout out to him about the ones that's been walking out of the church with tears right down their face, with conviction in their heart, knowing God wants to save them. And I said, God, whatever's in their way, that might be what God give me this message. Let God move it out of the way. Let God move it out of the way. He went back in there and stretched out on the feet. You know what happened? Come alive.
Hey.
Instantly. Come alive. As we stand. Let him come alive in you. Let him do the work in you. Let the God of heaven reach down and bend the broken heart. He can. I believe that, sister. I believe that.
I'm so glad we got God.
I believe he's able. I do. He's fine. Bible said he's omnipotent. Y'all believe he just spoke this world into existence?
I believe God was able.
Y'all believe he takes clay, formed up with no body, breathed breath of life into us, and we became a living soul? Y'all believe that tonight? If you believe that, you're living, take care of what that brings
you.
What's happening? Go ahead,
son.
What's it called?